The Visit by Tim Vickery. A Garnet Oracle Reader, Level 2. Copyright Garnet Publishing Limited, 2015. 1. The Spaceship.
"What a wonderful world," sang Harry in a loud, happy voice.
He pushed his hat onto the back of his head and sang again.
"What a wonderful world, and it's my birthday too."
Police Constable 5601, Harry Evans, was driving back to the police station along the country roads of West Yorkshire. He was a short, round man with a friendly face and a kind smile. People liked him. Harry drove through a small village and continued along the quiet country road. He drove round a corner and stopped. There was something in front of him. Something big. Very big. And it wasn't really on the road. It was about 1 meter above the road. It wasn't doing anything. It was just there. A very big, round thing, bigger than a bus, about 1 meter above the road. Harry stared.
"What's this? What's happening here?" he thought. "What is it? It looks..."
He closed his eyes for a moment.
"Am I dreaming?" he thought. "Things like this don't happen."
He opened his eyes again. The thing was still there. It was round and silver, bigger at the bottom than at the top. The bottom half was moving round very slowly, and now Harry could see lights in it. Yellow, green, blue, now yellow again. They shone like stars. He watched them. He felt very excited. Harry stopped his engine and opened the window. It was raining, but there was no sound. No sound at all. No people, no birds, no cars. He turned on his radio.
"PQ to DC," he said. "PQ to DC. Come in, please."
But the radio did not answer. It did not make a sound. Harry watched the thing carefully.
"That," he thought, "is something very, very strange. Something from another world, perhaps. It's a spaceship. Or something like it. I'm going to get out and look at it."
But Harry did not get out of the car. He couldn't move. Suddenly, he felt very afraid. He put his hand over his eyes.
"What's the matter with me?" he thought. "What's happening to me?"
He stared at the spaceship again. It didn't look dangerous, but perhaps it was. Harry stayed in the car. After a few minutes, Harry found his notebook and wrote down the time and place.
5:15 p.m. 1 kilometre outside the village of Little Ashwell on the Castleford Road.
Then he drew a careful picture of the spaceship in his notebook with his pen.
But how can I draw the lights? He thought.
He watched them again. They were changing quickly now. Blue, yellow, green. Blue, yellow.
They're
beautiful, he thought, like stars. He wasn't afraid now. He was excited. Here I am, he thought, Constable Harry Evans. I'm not important. Why me? I'm looking at a spaceship. On my birthday, too. I don't understand it. And who's going to believe me? The lights changed faster and faster, and then Harry heard something. Somebody's singing, he thought. No, it wasn't singing or music. It was just a soft, quiet sound, and it was very beautiful. Harry smiled. He sat quietly and watched and listened. He felt very happy. He sat there for about 10 minutes. No cars drove past him, and no people walked along the road. That's strange, he thought. Usually this is a busy road. Where is everybody? Suddenly, a bright red light shone under the spaceship. Harry put his arm in front of his eyes. The light was too strong. When he looked again, the spaceship was not there. He looked up into the sky and saw a red light. It was moving very fast, much faster than any plane. In 2 seconds, it disappeared. Harry suddenly felt very tired and very sad. He got out of the car. It wasn't raining now. The road was wet from the rain, but in the middle of the road there was a big, dry ring. He walked slowly towards it. It was 10 meters across. In the middle, there was a small, white ring. It was made of white powder. He put some of the powder in a paper bag. Harry stood up. There's a lot more noise now, he thought. He heard a car, birds, and the sound of children. A woman with a baby walked past him and smiled. Hello, she said. Are you still here? Yes, he said. He did not understand her. He was very tired and sad. I'm sure it was a spaceship, he thought. It wasn't a dream. It was a wonderful moment in my life. But why me? And why am I so tired now? I don't understand anything. He got into his car and drove away. 2. Harry's in trouble. 5 minutes later, Harry arrived at the police station and walked inside. He met his friend, Constable Jim Deacon.
You're in trouble, Harry, said Jim. You're late. The inspector wants you. Now.
Harry hurried to the inspector's office.
I mustn't say anything about the spaceship, he thought. Nobody's going to believe me.
Inspector Barker stood up when Harry came in. He was a big man with a hard, clever face. He did not smile very often, and he was not smiling now.
Where were you, Evans? He asked. I wanted you here at 5:30, and now it's 6:30. Why?
6:30?
Harry looked at his watch. He was horrified.
What happened? He thought. It was 5:15 when I saw the spaceship. I'm more than an hour late. But why?
He looked at the inspector.
I'm sorry, sir, he said.
Sorry?
Shouted the inspector. He was angry now.
That's no good, Evans. Why are you late? You went to Castleford about that stolen bicycle, and you left there at 5 o'clock. It's half an hour's drive from here. What happened?
I saw something on the road.
The inspector sat and stared at Harry.
Evans, he said, I'm a busy man. I can't wait all night. What did you see on the road? A cat?
Harry felt unhappy. He never told lies. All his friends knew that.
What can I say? He thought. It was a spaceship, and I saw it. I'm going to tell him.
Well, sir, he began.
He told the inspector everything about the spaceship and showed him his picture. But he forgot about the powder. Inspector Barker sat back in his chair and looked at Harry for a long time.
You saw a spaceship, he said slowly, on the road to Castleford. And did the little men have green faces?
He smiled. It was not a kind smile. Harry looked hard at the wall above the inspector's head.
I didn't see any little men, sir, he said, or green faces.
Evans, said the inspector, this is a police station, and you're a police officer, not a little boy. Go away and don't tell me a silly story like that again.
Later, Harry saw Jim Deacon again. Jim was a good friend.
I heard all that about the spaceship, Harry, he said. I was in the next room.
Barker didn't believe me, Harry said sadly. I'm not surprised. People don't usually see spaceships on the road to Castleford. But I did. Today.
Well, I believe you. I think,
Jim said.
Strange things can happen. I remember that story about...
This was different, Jim, Harry said. It was, well...
He stopped. What was it like? He remembered the lights and the music. No, it wasn't music, really. What was it? He felt sad again. Then he remembered the powder.
Look at this, Jim, he said.
He told Jim about the powder and showed him the paper bag. Jim was interested.
Why don't we send this down to the laboratory? He said. We don't have to tell Barker about it. I can take it down there tomorrow.
Yes, all right, Harry said. Perhaps the scientists can tell us something about it. Barker has to believe them.
3. A strange story. Jim Deacon knew Harry Evans well, and he liked him. He knew Harry was a good policeman, but it was a very strange story.
I often hear strange stories, he thought, but this is the strangest.
The next day, he took the powder to the scientists in the laboratory. Then he drove along the Castleford Road to Little Ashwell. He stopped his car 1 kilometre outside the village, got out and looked at the road. There was no white powder, just some old newspapers and a water bottle.
Now what? Thought Jim.
He pushed his hat to the back of his head and looked round. Everything looked very normal. Birds were singing in the trees. Nothing happened. Then a woman with a baby came round the corner. She smiled at him.
Hello, she said. Are you looking for your friend?
Jim stared at her in surprise.
Sorry,
he said.
I don't understand.
The baby was crying and the woman picked it up.
You know, she said. The other policeman, the short one. He was here last night. Are you looking for him?
Oh, no, not really, Jim said.
But is he all right?
All right. Yes, I think so. Why?
Well, he looked very strange last night, you know. I thought perhaps he was ill.
Did you?
Said Jim.
That's very interesting.
He took out his notebook.
Tell me about it. What time did you see him?
Well, I saw him twice, in fact. I passed him when I was going to the shops at about 5:15, and then I came back at about, 6:10.
Jim thought for a moment.
But what was the policeman doing when you saw him?
Well, the first time, when I was going to the shops, he was just sitting in his car. I think he was drawing something. I was very near, but he didn't see me. And then, when I got to the end of the road, I looked back. He got out of his car and walked towards the middle of the road. He had his hands out in front of him and a big smile on his face. It was very strange.
Yes, Jim thought. That is strange. Harry didn't say anything about that.
He looked at the woman carefully.
And did you see anything on the road that's not normal?
The woman smiled.
No, nothing.
And you didn't hear anything?
No, only the baby. When we left home, she was crying, but when we got here, she stopped and began smiling and laughing. She was pointing at something on the road, too. I didn't understand. I looked, but there was nothing there. Nothing at all. But she was excited.
I see, said Jim. But I don't see, he thought. I don't understand it at all. And then you saw the policeman again at 6:10. What was he doing then?
He was standing in the middle of the road, answered the woman. I spoke to him, but he didn't understand me. He looked sad and tired. Are you sure he's all right now?
Oh, yes, said Jim. Yes, he's fine. Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Well, that's all right, said the woman.
She walked away. The baby was crying again. Jim walked up and down for a few minutes, but he didn't see anything.
What did the baby see? He thought. And why is it crying now? Perhaps it's crying because it can't see the spaceship. Harry was happy when he saw it, and the baby was laughing at the same time. But why didn't the woman see it?
He thought and thought, but he couldn't find an answer. 4. No one believes Harry. A week later, the report on Harry's white powder arrived at the police station. Constable Deacon's name was on the report, but a young constable gave it to Inspector Barker.
This came from the laboratory this morning, sir, he said.
It was lunchtime, and Harry Evans was having a cup of tea in his office. He was thinking about the spaceship. He thought about it every day.
I haven't felt really happy since that day, he thought. It was a wonderful day. But why did I tell Barker? He didn't believe me. And does Jim really believe me?
He looked sadly out of the window. Jim found him there.
Harry, he said, come on. More trouble. Barker wants us.
Oh, no. What is it now?
That report on the powder. It came in and someone gave it to Barker, said Jim.
Inspector Barker was walking up and down his office. He had a piece of paper in his hand.
Ah, Evans and Deacon, he said. Good, very good. Perhaps you can help me. I need some help. I don't really understand this. Something is wrong here. Now, listen to me.
Harry closed his eyes for a moment.
I'm not going to like this, he thought.
The inspector read from the piece of paper.
Report number 345834, the 14th of July. A paper bag with white powder from the Castleford Road. When we opened the bag, a lot of strange yellow smoke came out. It smelled very bad. The smoke disappeared very quickly, and there was no powder left in the bag. We cannot make a report because the powder disappeared. Please send some more of this powder in a clean glass bottle.
The inspector put the report on the table and looked at Harry.
Is this your spaceship again, Evans? He asked.
Yes, sir. I found the powder on the road.
He stopped.
Why? He thought.
He saw the lights again in his mind and heard the soft sound of something. What was it? And why? Jim looked quickly at his friend and then away again.
Inspector Barker, he said. I was talking to a woman with a baby near the place. She saw Constable Evans there, and she said...
But Barker was not listening to Jim. He was looking at Harry.
I'm not interested in spaceships, Evans, he said, or white powders. We're police officers here. We're not playing children's games.
I'm not playing games, sir, Harry said slowly and carefully. It was there, and I saw it. I don't understand it, but I saw it.
Listen to me, Evans,
the inspector said.
When did you start working as a police officer? It was 30 years ago, wasn't it? That's a long time ago. Perhaps you're too old. Think about it, Evans. This is a job for a young man. Perhaps you're too old and tired. Perhaps you need a rest.
Soon, everybody knew about Harry Evans and his spaceship, and most people laughed at him.
Did you see any spaceships today, Harry?
They asked him. Sometimes Harry tried to laugh with them, but he felt unhappy and angry about it, really. And then, one day, a policeman put a piece of paper on Harry's car window.
Harry's spaceship, the paper said.
The other policeman watched Harry read it and laughed at him. Harry shouted at them angrily, and there was nearly a fight. Jim met him later in the police restaurant. Harry was sitting alone with a cold cup of tea. He was staring at the wall.
Why not forget it, Harry, old friend? Jim said. It was just a joke. The man thought it was funny, that's all.
I don't think it's funny, said Harry. I really saw the spaceship, and it was beautiful. And important, and I can't forget it. I think about it all the time.
Yes, I know, said Jim.
Harry's face worried him. His face wasn't round and friendly now. It was thin and sad and tired.
But your job's important too, you know.
Maybe, said Harry. I don't know.
Listen, Harry, said Jim.
I've got an idea. You remember the woman with the baby?
Yes, said Harry. But that's no good. Perhaps the baby saw the spaceship, but babies can't talk, Jim.
I know. But the woman can help us with the time problem. She saw you twice, once at 5:15 and once at 6:10. And she saw you when you got out of the car at 5:15. You were walking with your hands in front of you. Perhaps you were walking in your sleep.
Of course I wasn't, Harry shouted. I wasn't asleep, and it wasn't a dream. The spaceship was there. I saw it, and I didn't get out of the car.
Yes, all right, Harry. All right, said Jim quietly. He was very worried now. But there's this problem of time, you see. Perhaps you forgot something. It could be important. Listen, why don't you see a doctor? Perhaps.
Harry pushed back his chair and stood up.
No! Jim, I don't need a doctor. I'm not ill, and I didn't forget anything.
Perhaps you don't believe me, but that's your problem, all right?
Yes, Harry. All right, said Jim softly. But...
But Harry was walking out of the restaurant. Harry Evans did not see a doctor, but he could not forget the spaceship. He thought about it every day.
It's going to come back, he thought. It's going to come back on my birthday.
But it didn't come back on his birthday. Harry was very unhappy then. He couldn't sleep for 3 nights. He had bad dreams. He was very tired and he couldn't eat. Jim Deacon went with him to the police doctor. 5. Harry remembers. Dr. Margaret Darcy was an important psychiatrist. She knew a lot about people's thoughts and dreams. She listened to Harry's story and talked to him quietly and kindly.
Now, Mr. Evans, she said, would you like to sit in this chair, please? Watch the computer and listen to me. The computer records everything you say and do.
Harry watched the computer. Soft lights shone on and off. Blue, gold, orange, pink, blue again.
I like them, he thought. They are nearly as soft as the spaceship lights.
He watched them carefully and lay back in the chair. He was not asleep, but he was not really awake either.
Now then, Harry, said Dr. Darcy. I'm going to take you back in time. I'm going to take you back to the 8th of July last year, your birthday. It's 5:10. Where are you?
In my car, answered Harry slowly. I'm driving back from Castleford.
The room was very bright. Harry's eyes were closed.
I can see the spaceship, he said. I'm looking at it. They want me.
Harry stopped.
Who wants you?
Asked the doctor quietly.
They do, said Harry. I'm getting out of the car. I'm out. It's very quiet. I can see the lights. Blue, yellow, green. They want me. I'm coming.
Harry put his arms out in front of him while he sat in the chair.
I'm going towards the spaceship, he continued. There's a door. It's opening. There's a light inside. A beautiful light. All blue and green, like water. I'm going in. Ah.
He smiled. His voice was very happy.
I'm inside. I'm in a room. A round room with no doors. I can hear the sound now. It's not really music, but it's very beautiful.
Suddenly, Jim could hear it too. A very quiet, beautiful sound. But it was here, in the doctor's room. He stared at Dr. Darcy in surprise, but she didn't look at him.
Are you alone? She asked Harry. No. There are three of them. They're holding my hands. What are they like? Thin. Shorter than me. They're like thin children with big, round heads. They don't have any mouths or noses. Just one big eye. They say they're my friends. They're talking to me. They don't have mouths, but I can hear the words in my head.
What are they saying?
Lie down!
Jim jumped in surprise. Harry's voice was suddenly high and thin, like a child's, not a man's voice at all.
Lie down! We are your friends! We must learn to understand people. We must find someone.
Hey, I don't like that.
Harry's voice changed again.
It's a ring, he said. They're putting a metal ring round my head. It's a computer. I don't like it. It's listening to me. It's making a record of my thoughts. It's... Ah! Oh. That's better. It's off now. They're looking at it. They're happy, I think. They...
You are our friend. Your mind is open and full of light. It is not dark and closed like other people's minds. We need people like you. We can teach you. We can show you our home.
Harry stopped, and a big smile came over his face. Jim could hear the sound very clearly now. A strong, beautiful sound.
Can you hear that sound, Doctor?
He whispered.
Shh! What sound? I can't hear anything,
the doctor whispered back.
Be quiet.
Harry looked sad.
They say I can't go with them. Not this time. They're giving me a drink. I don't want it, but I have to drink it. It's very cold. I'm going out of the door, back to my car again. Can you see the space people?
Asked the doctor.
Where are they now?
What space people?
Harry's voice was different now. It was angry.
I can't see any space people. I didn't see them. I don't know what you are talking about.
Now there's a bright light under the spaceship. I can't look. But now the spaceship isn't there. Where is it?
Dr. Darcy woke Harry up. She pressed a key on the computer, and they listened to his words again.
How do you feel now, Harry?
She asked.
I'm not sure, he answered slowly. I'm happy because I saw them again. But why did I forget them? And why did they go away and leave me? Why didn't they come back?
Perhaps they're not real, Harry, she said quietly. Perhaps they're only dreams. Sometimes when people are very tired...
Harry stared at her in surprise. Then he laughed, a hard, angry laugh.
Ho, 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 I see, he said. You don't believe me either. The space people are right, then. Most people have got closed minds. Come on, Jim. I'm going home. I know I'm not ill.
6. Where's Harry? A week later, Inspector Barker saw Harry in his office. Barker had Dr. Darcy's report in his hand.
It's no good, Evans, he said. You can't work here now. Normal police officers don't see spaceships or little green men with no mouths. I'm sorry for you, but you have to leave the police. You can't stay in this job.
Harry didn't say anything. He just turned round and walked out of the office. Then he got into his car and drove away. Very early the next morning, Jim Deacon got a call on his radio.
DC2RM, please go to Allerton Lake, north of Little Ashwell. There's an empty car there.
When he arrived at the lake, Inspector Barker was already there. The empty car was Harry's. Jim was horrified. He stared angrily at Barker.
What happened? Where's Harry? Is he dead now because of you? He got out of his car and jumped into this lake because he wanted to die, didn't he? Because you didn't believe in him.
Barker looked unhappy.
I don't know, Jim, he said. We're looking in the lake. Perhaps Harry's body's in there.
Jim was very angry. He wanted to hit Barker. But he didn't. He turned and walked quickly away.
Poor old Harry. Dead because nobody believed him, he thought.
Then he saw something on the road. A strange ring of white powder. He picked some up in his fingers, but when he touched it, it disappeared in his hand. In a moment, there was nothing left. Jim looked up at the sky and remembered the strange sound in Dr. Darcy's room.
Is Harry dead? He thought. Perhaps he is. And perhaps he isn't. Perhaps he found something last night. Or perhaps something found him. I don't know.
He looked back at Inspector Barker and the empty car. Barker was standing by the lake.
Goodbye, Harry, Jim said quietly. I think you're all right now.